in my family and my parents' circle of friends and my very vast extended family and all of my relatives, people have the two names. They have a formal name and a pet name. Shupa was supposed to be my family name, my pet name, only to be used by my family and other people, you know, sort of in my intimate world. And I had two other formal names because my mother couldn't decide which one to choose. So she ended up giving me three names, Jhumpa, Nilanjana, Sudeshna, Lahiri. You're named by your parents, and it's this act of love, and they, you know, they want to give you this name, and they believe it's the best name for you, or you know, that it's given in love. And yet, you know, at least for an immigrant's child, you know, what the parents don't realize perhaps is that name isn't really going to work out that well in the new world. And I always remembered feeling just sort of both totally annoyed at my parents for giving me a name that was, you know, odd and difficult to pronounce and, you know, all of this, but at the same time feeling like, well, to them, it was just a nice name. The dichotomy one feels having two names is representative of what it means to be the child of immigrants. You have a private life with your family and a public life with the outside world, and those differences are so pronounced.